Winners, including Written Tycoon, Reward for Effort, and Toronado.
Oakland's Junction, March 4, 5, 6, and 7.
English.com.au.
You'll love that autumn racing feeling with our great offers on the country and provincial qualifying races that'll get your fist pumping. Get involved today on your TAB app, tab.com.au, or at your local. TAB, we love a bet. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio brings you all the country championships action. Warming up for their qualifier is Wagga. Thursday, they have the Whirlwind plus the Tom Patton Cup. Catch our complete championship coverage with John Scores and Alan Hull on Sky Sports Radio.
Chasing and Pacing Rewind, Sunday mornings at 10:30.
Yes, time is upon us. Fred Hastings. Fred, morning to you.
Kevin Wolfe, very good morning to you. Yeah, it was a terrific night last night. A lot of the, obviously, the big feature races, their composition, the final composition of the fields became well known. And I guess the Ladyship Mile was one race that created a lot of interest, and it was run at Group 3 level, Kev.
All right.
As they straighten for the run to the judge, 27-3 the quarter. Carlos Pixel leads a length on Amaretto, who's got a knuckle down to the task at hand. And they were followed further back then by I'm a Mystery Girl, Rocker Band, but it's Carlos Pixel. Heads past the 100-metre mark in front. Amaretto's trying hard the last little bit, but Carlos Pixel runs them ragged. And Carlos Pixel beats Amaretto, Rocker Band, and they've lined up for fourth. You've got inside them out Chakahari, IC Diamonds, and Barasari from the Clouds. Further back then is Angel in White, followed by Culinary Delight. In that bunch of horses is I'm a Mystery.
All right, so there we go. We've got Miguren standing by here, Freddie. But what did you rate that race? How did you rate that?
Well, look, I actually found Carlos Pixel. I thought from the draw would be hard to beat. Whether the winners come out of that race for next week, Mick Guerin, as we say, good morning to you. What are your thoughts? I thought Carlos Pixel and Amaretto did a great job, but a few of the good horses stayed at home, obviously having already qualified.
Yeah, good morning, Kev, and good morning to you too, Freddie. Look, I think next week's a lot tougher. Obviously, Piccadilly Princess will be there, as will Golden Goddess, and a lot's going to depend on those draws. Most of those draws, Fred, take place at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The obvious one, which doesn't, is the Miracle Mile barrier draw, which is around about 1:30 this afternoon. So the Mayor's Race, the New South Wales Derby, and of course the New South Wales Oaks are drawn tomorrow morning. Those markets will be in a state of flux until those draws. What's totally in a state of flux is who everybody thinks is going to win the Miracle Mile. Two preludes last night, both went to New South Wales trained paces, and both had their sets of their upsets, none more so than the comprehensive defeat of the champ Lazarus.
Let's have a listen to those replays, the two group ones, to get those elusive last spots into the Miracle Mile.
Anything for Love, 26-9 that quarter. Second Soho Tribeca under pressure. A peg run for Moonrock. Lenny the Shark's not lifting sufficiently at the moment. Soho Tribeca, Anything for Love, they're going toe-to-toe. Anything for Love, Soho Tribeca on the outside. There's nothing between them. Anything for Love, Soho Dive Photo. It looks like Anything for Love and knows, but it could go either way. Third, you had Charlevel, Moonrock, Lenny the Shark.
Okay, so that was first. That was Anything for Love, and then the one which so many people tuned into to see just how Lazarus would go.
Starts to roll a bit here with Tiger Tara. It leads out by a length. In second, Posse at the moment, MacDoro. Lazarus third, a half away. And then came further back, Modafeet San Carlo as they round the bend. 27-8 the split. Tiger Tara goes for home. It leads out by a length and a half. In second spot, MacDoro. Lazarus trying to knuckle down to the task. My Field Marshal launches from the back. It's still Tiger Tara, MacDoro, Lazarus, My Field Marshal. Lazarus trying to lift. But the leader, Tiger Tara, is this Tiger Tara's Group 1? You better believe it. Tiger Tara has finally cracked it for a big Group 1. Goes home to meet My Field Marshal, Lazarus. And they were followed by a wall of horses. San Carlo's there with Franco.
Well, there we go. Lazarus finishing third. One of the happiest people about the result would be the TAB punter, who had $50,000 on Lazarus at $1.04 to run a place. And, wow, just squeezed into third place there. I was reading, guys, Mark Purden suggesting that there was a blood issue with Lazarus during the week, and he was a little bit under the weather.
Well, look, it's been well documented that there's been a virus affect the horses, and Lazarus was in the retention barn, was underwent an endoscopic scoping yesterday, an examination, was found to be all clear. But do you wonder if the remnants of that virus, Mick, that went through the stable had any impact on his performance? And then I've got to ask the obvious. They're in the retention barn altogether. You want to hope there's no issues.
Well, yes, both things, Freddie. First of all, the virus obviously affected him. That wasn't the best version of Lazarus. There was great drive by the McCarthy boys. Obviously, Luke beat him off the gate and then Todd held him in that pocket, which meant that Lazarus couldn't get around to lead. So that was part of it. But he underperformed. Only his courage got him home because he was a beaten horse at the 400 metres. Now, you're right. They were in their retention barn, all the horses, who started in those Miracle Mile preludes. And the retention barn's not very big. Now, if Lazarus and Heaven Rocks had the remnants of a virus they got earlier in the week, will that affect the other runners? Because all the Miracle Mile runners outside Jillaby Kung Fu, who qualified via the Chariots of Fire, would have been a chance to pick up that bug. That is one of the concerns with the retention barn. Just on the bug, what's happened is, here's the timeline for it. Mark Purden was in New Zealand until Wednesday night, so he had his staff with the horses, and they rang him and said, look, a couple of these horses have got a bug. We don't think it's the good ones, and we'll go from there. He gets back Thursday. He was not concerned by the work of Lazarus, but he said, OK, I'll get all these horses checked out. They had their vet look at the horse. The vet took blood tests that passed Lazarus clear to run. They did notify the stewards that all you need is faith in an earlier heat of the New South Wales Derby may have some concerns, and he obviously raced up to that. He only ran fourth and has missed his shot at the Derby. They then scoped Lazarus yesterday morning just to make sure. So the stewards knew all about this, and the vet was dealing with the stewards because Mark wanted punters to be aware of this. They put out a release yesterday around that fact. Mark then told me to tell punters on the Sky coverage about all this so they would know. But there's two problems here, Fred. First of all, he's not a vet, so he has to go on the vet's opinion. The vet said the horse is good to go and therefore drive accordingly. Secondly, the conditions of the New South Wales Derby, the Oaks and the Miracle Mile, so if you don't start, you can't get in the big dance. So had it been a normal race, if this was Winx and it was the Theo Marks leading into the Doncaster, well, then maybe they don't start. But they had to start last night. So Mark's in the position where he had to start the champ. He could only tell the public what he knew. He's not a vet. He can't see inside. The blood reports were all right. And then the horse gets crossed off the gate. It's a perfect storm of things not going well. And for that reason, there'll be plenty of wind punters who are upset. But quite simply, there wasn't much more he can do. If he said Mark was too busy yesterday to go on television himself, he didn't indicate to people in interviews, I have my slight concerns about the team. But I think he was shocked by just how poorly the team went last night. Mm. And afterwards, he was shaking his head and going, well, I've got a week to fix this. Well, can he? I suppose no one's going to know until they give Lazarus a really serious fast work on either Tuesday or Thursday morning.
I'm not prepared to ride him off. The punters aren't either at the moment. This is the pre-barrier draw, and I'll touch on Anything for Love with you in a moment, Mick. But Lazarus, $2. Soho Tribeca, $3.50. Tiger Tara, $6.50. This is with tab.com.au. Anything for Love, $7.50. Jillaby Kung Fu, the Chariots winner at $10. Lenny the Shark, $14. Myfield Marshall, $21. Now, he's a Group 1 winner of a Len Smith Mile, and he hit the line hard last night. And Charlevoix's at $150. That's pre-barrier draw. Anything for Love, $148 and $7. And I have spoken to Shane Tritton this morning. Mick, he's told me that no matter what barrier, whether it's one, whether it's five, whether it's eight, it's handlebars down, and they are just going to let Anything for Love roll.
Well, last night became the fastest ever Australian bred race winner in Australia. There's been horses who have gone faster bred in Australia, but in the placing capacity, like Lenny the Shark. Look, I'm not sure I entirely believe everything Shane says in these regards, because he's a smart guy. He's trying to play his opposition, but he said it last week and he got it right, 100%.
Well, he's come out and said that Anything for Love just doesn't have that win record when back you know, anywhere apart from leading. He doesn't run his best races unless he's leading. So
yeah.
I guess to back that up, and that's the one thing with Shane, you're spot on. When he'll put it out there, and yeah, sometimes there might be some gamesmanship, but usually in these big races he kind of hits the mark, because that's just the way they want to roll and the way they want to run their horses, and anything for love. Yeah, look, we saw it last night. I was kind of expecting Soho to wear him down, Mick, but, I thought anything for love, despite running that time and probably not having the name in the limelight like the Soho Tribecas, et cetera, he really picked himself up and lifted, and it was only a nose at the end, but, I thought he was good.
He was really good. And as I said, I think their intention will be to lead. I also think that he doesn't have absolute blazing gate speed. I think his gate speed could, but I'm not sure he would cross Jillaby Kung Fu, for example, if Jillaby Kung Fu draws inside him, or even Soho Tribeca. So Soho Tribeca sitting parked at 148.7 is pretty impressive as well, and he's second in market pre-draw. The barrier draws everything, Fred, as you know better than anybody, because you commentate these races. No horse has won the Miracle Mile from 6, 7 or 8 since it moved to Menangle. It's incredibly hard to do, and it will be so even for Lazarus. And I think there's a few horses in the race you can't win. It's very hard to make a case Lending the Shark can win. I think he's not the horse he was, and last night was a glaring example of that.
Well, he's got his spot, Nick, basically due to the fact he's the defending champ, and the club have always sort of gone down that path with you know, an invitation. Otherwise, you know, there were other horses who were probably, you know, performed better.
Yeah, and I don't think it's not an overly deep Miracle Mile at that back end. Once you get down to the Charlevoix, I mean, had they not put Lenny the Shark in, they're putting in Let It Ride. Well, Let It Ride, not the same class as Lenny the Shark.
Yep.
So I can see why they've done it. They've put in the top three qualifiers, Lenny the Shark, defending champ, and the Chariots winner. So that all makes sense to me. But do I really want to be backing Lenny the Shark? I haven't seen him run past a horse in the home straight this season. I just don't think he's going as good as he can. So the big question mark's going to be Lazarus. And it's a tricky one for Mark Kerr, because you have to believe the vets and the blood pictures. Well, I suppose by Thursday you're hoping the horse gives him that feel and track work, but he's not a great track worker. So it is really interesting how this is going to pan out. I'm not sure where the money will come from for other horses. If Soho Tribeca draws to lead, I think he could attract money, and so could Jillaby Kung Fu. But
we haven't mentioned Tigatara yet either. There's one we haven't actually thrown up. You know, like, he loves the track. He's probably got to find, in fairness, Mick, 2 or 3 seconds to be competitive with the Jillaby Kung Fus, the Anything for Loves, the Soho Tribecas and company. So that's the one stopper for me with Tigatara, as much as I'm a fan of the horse. And he's backing up his sixth weekend in a row.
Look, I think he's a 149 horse. I think that he could go that in the Miracle Mile. Will that be quick enough to win? Well, last night you wouldn't have put 150, 1.5 would be quick enough to win.
Yeah.
I just don't see him having the change-up speed to come from off the pace to win, so he probably needs to win to give himself a chance. You'd put him at barrier 2 or 3, and he has had a remarkable run of good barriers in major races like the Inter Dominion and Thunder Cup.
Mm.
Put him there, Fred, he's probably $5.
Yeah.
Put him out at 7 or 8. He might get around $16.
Yeah.
So really interesting for Tigatara, although he does have more practice at this than the rest. Suppose we need to talk about the derbies.
Yeah, the derby and the Oaks.
And
the market post the boy 260. Colt 31, 320. Maritai $4 in the Devil's Zone for Purdens at 6. So 260 poster boy, your thoughts?
I think it's a very even derby. Chris Alford won't make his choice to after the barrier draw tomorrow morning on who he's going to drive. He said Maraitai or Poster Boy's in play. I think he'll go Poster Boy. Emma Stewart having qualified 4. She said she would like to see him drive Poster Boy. I think it's very even, though. I think that he's not naturally suited to leading last night, Poster Boy, and they did so to qualify, but whether they drive that way into finals, another matter. Colt 31 was excellent, and he can add the New South Wales Derby to the Victoria Derby. And Maraitai's also got to be a chance. It's a very even derby because none of them have stamped themselves as clearly better. And then the Oaks.
And the Oaks is the same, I guess.
More even, because the Oaks is there's no star filly here, but there's plenty of depth.
Well, Nostra Villa, Fame Assured. Now, there's, I've been told Fame Assured, the opinion within the camp is it's as good, if not better, than Colt 31. And it was very good last night. I'm Princess Gemma. Soho Burning Love had no luck. It's 340 Nostra Villa Mick, 380 Fame Assured. I'm Princess Gemma, 460, 480 Soho Burning Love. So that kind of tells the tale there. Pre-barrier draw, there's not much between the top four.
No, and very much so. One of those ones draws to lead, particularly Fame Assured, who made that surging run down the back straight to lead last night, Fred. And it could get into $2.30, $2.40, but I don't see it being a tight favourite derby. So, look, it was an intriguing night, Fred, and there was a lot of concern over the Purdon virus thing, but I honestly believe they tried to do as much as they could to tell the public what was going on, but they were a little bit in the dark also. And I suppose you're going to get your vets to work on your horses. They give you their opinion, and you go from there. But I think they were shocked, as were the punters, by the way things did pan out, and it's added an enormous amount of intrigue to the rest of the week. That barrier draw for the Miracle Mile starts at 1 o'clock, should be finalised by 1:30 Sydney time today. And then, Fred, the week of the chat will start.
It'll all begin at around 1:30, Mick. All begins. And we've got, just quickly, before we wrap it up, we've got obviously the Miracle Mile Ladyship, the Oaks, the Derby. There's also the Bohemia Crystal and the Trotters Mile. Six Group 1 races, a massive card next Saturday night. Can't wait. Counting the sleeps already, Mick. Thanks for giving us your time this morning. And no doubt you'll be keeping us up to date through your Twitter feeds and social media outlets as to any news that unfolds in the coming day.
Sure, well, Fred, looking forward to it all. Looking forward to seeing if you boy at Menangle next Saturday night.
Good on you, Mick. Mick Guerin. And Kev, as I said last week, he's very much in the know, and he's been able to share his insight into what happened last night. It was a bleak night for the Purdon camp, the All-Stars camp. They've got the Devil's Own into the Derby, but outside of that, they failed to qualify horses for the Oaks, and some of their other fancies in the Derby didn't make it through. At least we have Laz. In Laz we trust. I'm not yet prepared to ride him off. I think what you saw last night, you'll definitely see a better horse next week.
But do you jump on the $2, Fred?
Well, I think maybe the barrier draw, you take the risk and wait and see. Look, Soho Tribeca was outstanding. And as Mick said, we're talking anything for love, and it'll go handlebars down. It led all the way. And Soho Tribeca sat park and has been beaten a nose. So it's effectively run the same time. So, Soho Tribeca, Jillaby Kung Fu, Tiger Tara, they're all very fast horses. But Mark Purdon, I come back to something he said last week, Kev. He was of the opinion that a well Lazarus could run around 1:46 for a mile. Now, that remains to be seen, obviously. But if he wins next week, he annexes an amazing Grand Slam, the New Zealand Trotting Cup, the Inter-Dominion and the Hunter Cup, plus a Miracle Mile in the one season if he can do it, and that's never been done before.
Is he better over a longer distance, Fred, or does it not matter?
He is, in my opinion, by far a superior stayer. But he's a champion, and I think Mick said it last night, nearing the 400-metre mark, he looked gone. It went through my head, do I make this big call, dramatic Bill Collins...
Lazarus can't win.
Lazarus can't win. Yeah. And I thought, no, you don't be silly. Settle down. It's a Group 1. Don't write him off yet. He's a champ. And it was only his heart and his courage, I think, that got him to third, and he only just... got into third spot, and that ensured a qualification spot for him. But, look, I'm not prepared to write him off yet, and if there has been any niggling doubt with the aftermath of a virus that went through the stable, no doubt they've got a week to try and get him right, and in my opinion, Mark Purdon's probably the best equine conditioner and horseman in the world. So he'll make sure everything's A-okay with Lazarus Kid.
Rightio, and the barrier draw is, you alluded to, around about 1:30. We'll pass on the updated market once the draw is done.
That'll be sorted out. There's a function at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, so that'll be happening. The barrier draw, as Mick said, commences around 1:30. It should all be done and dusted, and therefore markets will be up on Tab Lazarus.com.au. But, as I said, pre-barrier draw, if you wanted to take $2 Lazarus, that's the price that's going at the moment. As I leave you, Soho Tribeca 350, Tiger Tara 650, and anything for love, the one that the Tritons have said is handlebars down from the get-go at 7.
And you'll be, no doubt, with your training this week, pumping the weights up to get yourself pumped up for next Saturday night, one of your highlights of the year. We wish you well, Freddie. Thanks
good
for your time.
You. If anyone needs pumping up this week, they're not doing their job. It should just come naturally.
Good on you, Pat.
Cheers.
See ya. Fred Hastings there, Chasing and Pacing Rewind, part one, as we build up to the Miracle Mile. In just a moment, we'll have a look at what's happening in Greyhounds.
And the Rough and Racing.
Get trackside at Rose Hill Gardens this summer with the Summer Punters Pack. The best value on course for just $39. Book now at theatc.com.au.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our $50,000 projected Big Six pool on the Country Championships qualifier meeting at Port Macquarie today. That's right, $50,000. Don't miss a minute of the action with Sky Racing live on the Tab app. You can even watch while you scroll our great odds and bet. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Summer Greyhound Racing. It's first-class action.
Two right it is. 10 to 11. James Preston from Greyhound Racing, New South Wales. James, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you going, mate?
I'm well. You've had a pretty big week. We've got so many races to get stuck into. Do you want to start with Richmond on Friday night, the Cannonball Final? Let's have a listen to this.
Racing Glengarry Maiden, she's grand, both began well, speed out wide, hear the drums and going with it, Rapid Trigger, hear the drums, led over Rapid Trigger, into third spot then was Glengarry Maiden, a gap back to Tamar Tux, followed by Almost Black Pure Project, it's well back with Stilton Stitch and she's grand, hear the drums leads up to the bend, Glengarry Maiden runs to second from Rapid Trigger, in front though is hear the drums and hear the drums all the way in the Cannonball Final, over Glengarry Maiden, Tamar Tux got up to third, Stilton Stitch Almost Black and Rapid Trigger weakened out of it, then further back.
So there we go. Here the drums got up and $11. So an upset there of sorts.
Yeah, big time, Kevin. I mean, we can start blasting the Abbas down, Trev, because can you hear the drums, Fernando? Obviously, pounded home toward the end of that. I didn't get my tip here. I've got to tell the listeners out there, I didn't get it. I went for Stilton Stitch. Thought I had some pretty good form running into this. And obviously, Tamar Tux was probably my second choice there, having become the fastest qualifier for this final itself. But look, really good performance from here. The drums, particularly to then ask Gary from box one. It was always going to be a difficult race, I think. And it was a really competitive final, particularly for just what I'd like to call probably a mini-series final just within the confines of Richmond.
Okay, well, that was Richmond. Then our eyes turned to Wentworth Park last night, didn't they, with a couple of preludes here to the Easter egg. We'll hear both of these. The first one here was race four.
Racing, 2J began nicely with Jock Collie. They vie for the lead early. Little Big Town, Blink and Gone, drive up on the inside. But 2J leads over Jock Collie as they run out of the straight and they scramble behind the leaders. Nations works into third spot. A couple away, Blink and Gone and Little Big Town. Back in the field was Ritza Rossi with Nino D'Oro. Last is Explosive Brown. Off the back, 2J in front of Jock Collie. Nations is stalking the pair. Then Blink and Gone to the bend. 2J in front over Jock Collie. Nations lost that turn. 2J in front going well. And 2J all the way over Jock Collie. Ritza Rossi got fourth. Next in Blink and
Okay, so 2J won the first and paid around about $2.50. And then you go to the second one here, won by Zipping Bow.
Zipping Bow away nicely. Max Cady from the outside shows speed. Pride of Charlie, Alonzi Grace, but Zipping Bow will punch through and lead. And then came Ancient Secret. My Country missed the start tonight, is back in the field. Back with it now, Max Cady. Also Bella Can Do, Alonzi Grace back to second last. Modus Operandi at the rear. Zipping Bow led down the back by five. Pride of Charlie runs to second from Ancient Secret. Then My Country. A gap back, Max Cady, Bella Can Do. To the bend, they've got to get Zipping Bow. It's still four in front of Ancient Secret and Pride of Charlie and Zipping Bow all the way. Zipping Bow over either Ancient Secret or Pride of Charlie. Close up was My Country, and Bella Can Do really rattled home.
So Zipping Bow there got the second of the preludes at $6.10. So, James, talk us through your thoughts on both those races and where we go to from here.
Yeah, look, top races there, Kevin. Of course, these are now, as you mentioned, first and second races for that night for the preludes. It's the fifth and sixth overall. It's been going on for a couple of weeks now. We have 10 in total, so there's another 2 weeks of this still to come. And obviously, it's a big, great deal of importance for these dogs to actually get the win here, because we're only seeing the first place getter actually get the preferential treatment when it comes to them potentially nominating for the Easter egg series itself. And the reason that's so important, Kevin, is because we're only taking the best 80 nominations. And if you cast your mind back to 2017, we had well over 110 nominations for this heat, so there was plenty of good dogs that missed out. So it's very important that they get into this early Prelude series, try and get the win, and then they can put in there, because at the end of the day, it's a massive amount of $250,000, the eventual winner of that series. So, of course, the heats themselves will start on the 17th of March. We're going to have the semi-finals on the 24th, and then that big race will occur on the 31st. But in terms of the two preludes we just heard, look, fortunately, I did actually pick 2J for this one. Every now and then, I'm a little concerned about my tips here, but 2J got up, and I went for that based on what was a really good performance the week before it went. He won a very quick fifth grade last start there in 29.83, and this was pretty much an identical time. It was 29.84, so we certainly know this is a consistent dog. I'd be keeping a close eye on 2J moving forward into the actual E3 series when March rolls around. Other than that, look, Dip and Go, really good performance there. Ancient Secret is no slouch, and he was able to oust him and nearly get that sub-30-second time. We know once you get into the sub-30-second territory, you're doing pretty well.
And what's the Easter egg worth to the winner?
$250,000, Kevin.
That's not bad.
Big prize pool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Massive.
That is the golden Easter egg for sure. Okay, so who's your early tip at this stage, seeing as you're blowing your trumpet about 2J, to win it overall? Give us something.
This just seems like a bit of double jeopardy here. I kind of have to say 2J now, don't I? Because I've just been amping it up. But, look, I'm going to go with the politician's answer here and say we've still got another four Preludes to come. We've still got all the other dogs to be nominated. But from what I've seen so far, I think 2J has probably been the best winner of the Preludes that we've had.
That's not quite sitting on the fence. That's rubbing against it, perhaps. But we'll take that. talk us through, in fact, before we hear about it, let's listen to this big race at Bulleye last night.
Racing now and out wide, Widen got away beautifully along with Buno Tiempos, checked and four carat goes through the head, Widen. Danarello's trying to work up out wide now and is going to look for the lead and head him off into the first corner. A break in the field then, the Lanista Dana Corporal, Willowood Jack further back into the field, then was Billy the Kid on the corner, Danarello in front, Widen's right on its back, they got three lengths in front of the four carat, Billy the Kid and Buno Tiempos, the leader's still Danarello, Widen's having a job to get to it, Widen, Danarello, Widen right on the line, the favourite, Widen beat Danarello, four carrot third from Billy the Kid. They're followed by Lanista Dana Corporal.
Yeah, I saw that race, White, and looked, well, to be chasing all the way. Got there in the end, but paying $1.40. Punters are there, probably on the edge of their seats as well. But that was one of the features, wasn't it, last night?
Yeah, probably a couple of very short fingernails at the moment and a few missed teeth from people chewing on their hands. But, look, it got there as well. And I love the fact that in that race is all we had both Widen, of course, cast your mind to Jack Widen, the fullback to Canberra, and Billy the Kid. It was a big matchup of the two great fullbacks. And at the moment, I'm presently reading the Billy Slater autobiography. So there's a bit of trivia for you, Kevin. But, look, really good performance from Widen. And, of course, Shane Coolbrook would be very happy, the trainer there. $2,300 to the winner, of course, Widen. And, look, it's been a pretty consistent dog. Struggled in the last probably 3 or 4 weeks. Had a sixth place plus a falling incident. So it's good to see sort of get back on the proverbial horse.
Okay, and the other race last night we should look at, I guess, was the performance of Ritzeleni, the fastest qualifier here at Bulleye.
And racing, G was a good line out. Flight Right was first to break it. Now over Bad Boy Joe. Ritzelini's rushing up the Baker line of three from Vista King, Sleek Master. Then came Lagoon Wilkes further back on the field. Milky Jones, Tiambo De Niro's the tail ender. Down the side, Ritzelini ran to the lead. Led by five on Bad Boy Joe, Sleek Master to the outside. Flight Right. They were followed then by Lagoon Wilkes. And next was Milky Jones. But it's Ritzelini in front, going strongly over Sleek Master. And Ritzelini wins the second heat over Sleek Master and Flight Right, followed by Bad Boy Joe, Vista King. Further back in the field, Milky Drowns, Tiamba De Niro's run a shocker and was one of the last time with Lagoon Wilkes in 26-10.
26-10, that was the second heat for the Cyril Rowe Cup, and that's 24 wins now for Ritzeleni, some sort of greyhound.
Yeah, brilliant greyhound, and look, this one really should have quite a good stake. I'm not going to sit on the fence for you here. So far, I'm going to say Ritzeleni should take out the actual final here, Kevin, so don't worry about that. But look, fantastic time. 26.10 is very, very quick over the 4.72 distance. And look, there's good money as well on offer. This is a Group 2 final that'll be happening next week. It's worth $40,000. So, look, plenty of potential here for Ritzeleni to just, it'll sneak under. It won't quite crack it, but the $200,000 mark if it ends up winning next week.
Okay, so, gee, there's plenty on, isn't there? But where do we head this week now?
This week, I mean, probably the major thing that'll be occurring is obviously that the Bulleye Gold Cup there, the Silver Road, that'll happen next Saturday, and then we've also got some more preludes to come, so there's still plenty of good action happening around, and I'm sure there's a couple of mini sort of series finals like we've had with the Cannonball and the Ladbrokes Cash in Goulburn final. So a couple of things to keep an eye out for, Kevin. And, of course, also we've recently dropped the latest edition of The Chaser. So it's got a bit of a recap of all the major events that have happened in the last couple of months. And also a bit of a chat about the tour, as we've been talking about for a couple of weeks now.
All right, and all the details, of course, at thedogs.com.au. Happy reading this afternoon. Say, give our best to Billy Slater. We'll speak to you next week.
Shall do, Kevin. Cheers, mate.
Here's the first at Healesville.
And away, Banjo's Affair was slow to begin. Away quickly, Poppy Yala to lead, settling down over Maniac Matilda and crashing over now Articus. And there's the fave, Banjo's Affair on the improve, followed by Brewery Boy, then Dave's Entity, well back Maniac Matilda, La Caprice and Olivia's Pearl. It's Dave's Entity flying the rail and he gets up. Dave